Fraud can strike when you least expect it, but F&M Bank is here to help you stay one step ahead. Protect yourself and your family with our free fraud prevention packet. Packed with tools and tips, it'll help you spot scams, safeguard your accounts, and keep your personal information secure. Stop by F&M Bank today to pick up your packet. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group, direct written premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome. Eagles lead the Fall City Cigar Irish 18-12 at the half, and it's now time for our halftime recap, proudly presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from death.
Well, as Dylan told you, 18-12, our halftime score. The scoring got underway with 8:36 to play in the first quarter. Wyatt Kemp scored on a 6-yard touchdown run that capped an 8-play, 65-yard drive. The conversion failed, and BDS went up 6-0. Then it was 7:14 to play in the first quarter. A 31-yard pass play from Brendan Lemron to Cole Tapp capped a 6-play, 65-yard drive. Again, the conversion failed, and we were tied at 6 apiece. With 46 seconds to go in the first quarter, BDS back on the board, this time an 11-yard touchdown run by Levi Kamler, capped off a 9-play, 60-yard drive. Conversion failed once again, and the score stood at 12-6. Then with 10:38 to go in the first half, second quarter, a 4-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Kemp, that capped off a 4-play, 54-yard drive. Again, the conversion failed, and BDS held a 12-point lead at 18-6. With 7:50 to go in the first half, the Irish capped off the scoring of this first half of the game with a 36-yard touchdown double pass. They threw a reverse lateral back to Cole Taft. Then he threw it up the field to Kyler Sipple. Sipple took it in for the TD from 36 yards out. That capped off an 8-play, 58-yard drive. Conversion failed, and the Irish trailed 18-12. BDS got the ball back with less than a minute to go at their own 15-yard line, managed to use the clock very well, got it down deep into Irish territory, down near the goal line, and failed to get it in as time expired. And at the half, we're sitting here 18-12, BDS leading the Sacred Heart Irish.
That halftime recap brought to you by Highland Community College. Find them online at highlandcc.edu.
And before we send it back to Aaron Wisdom in our studios, a couple of scoring updates here. The Chargers are leading the Chiefs 10-3 right now down in Brazil. And the Husker women in volleyball, they won the first set 25-16, won the second set 25-16. But in set number 3, Wright State is leading now 10-5. So Wright State battling back in Lincoln against the Husker women. We'll have more high school scoring updates here later in this halftime show. Right now we're going to send it back to our studios for a 2 minutes of information, a local weather update, another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll be back out here with third quarter action. Live from Shickley, you're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
If you're a farmer, your day can be wall-to-wall chores, tasks, and responsibilities. But as the sun sets, you can come atop a hill, look at the whole spread, and think to yourself, this is my land. And that's a special feeling. That's why Frontier Bank offers a wide range of options and will tailor a financial plan to meet your individual needs. Stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Color Martial Arts needs your help to color our dragon. Your artwork will help us circle our school with the longest dragon body possible. Print out a section from our website, colormartialarts.com, color it, and bring it to the Board Breakathon, Saturday, September 13th. Enjoy a free lunch, take part in our bully defense program, and cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. That's the Board Breakathon, Saturday, September 13th, at Hello Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Falls City.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is your Classic Hit Station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslack. As we get into tonight, we're looking at low temperatures well below normal for this time of year as we continue through the work week into the weekend. Through the overnight, we'll see quiet weather return, clear skies. Then for Saturday, lots of sunshine. High temperatures take a dip, though, back to the low 70s. This will keep us well below for this time of year. Average highs around this time of year, 84 degrees, and average lows around 56 degrees. For tonight, clear skies, low around 43 degrees. Temperatures rise around 45 degrees through the overnight with west winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, lots of sunshine to kick off the weekend, high near 72 degrees, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday night, we'll see clear skies, low around 48 degrees, at northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunday, lots of sunshine in store, high near 74 degrees, east-southeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Sunday night, we're looking mostly clear, the low around 54 degrees, southeast winds around 5 to 10. And that's your weatherology forecast on KTNC.
Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Matthew Gall, a financial associate with Thrivent, and Stephen Stoller and I are here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call us at 402-315-8711 to get started. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A full moon on the east horizon here at Shickley. Temperatures hovering around 60 degrees on a beautiful evening for high school football. Our halftime show continues. being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Now, here's Dylan with a look at some halftime scores.
Starting off across the river in Missouri, Mound City leads at the half against Pattonsburg 26-12, while the Rockport Blue Jays lead Princeton 42-6 at the half. Down in Fall City, Omaha Brownell Talbot leads 16-14 over the Fall City Tigers. Fall City, a little bit of a depleted roster tonight, but they were down 9-0 after the first quarter, so a little bit of a comeback there for the Tigers. Just a couple miles down the road, Johnson Brock leads EMF 28-14 at the half. A couple other area scores, DC West leads Nebraska City 22-7 at the half. And in a battle of teams that played both the Irish and the Eagles last week, Lord Central Catholic leads 38-8 over Elmwood Murdoch at the half.
Let's see if we've got another scoring update here, I believe, coming our way. The Huskers, they won the first two sets 25-16. After trailing in the third set, they now lead 17-15 in set number three. So quite a battle going on at the Devaney Center for the Huskers. And here it is. 12. It's a couple of minutes away from kicking off to start our second half. So we'll step aside for a two-minute break and be back with that third quarter kickoff coming your way. Right after this two-minute timeout, you're listening to High School Football on KTMC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Harvest season is right around the corner, and our farmers will be working from sunup to sundown to help feed us all. Drivers, we ask that you please slow down, give space, and be patient in your farm equipment. Farmers, stay alert, stay rested, and put safety first. This harvest, let's look out for one another, because safe roads and safe farms mean a stronger community. A message from SBS Insurance. Rooted in safety, growing with you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks back with you here in Shickley, where it's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish trailing the BDS Eagles 18-12 in a hard-fought contest thus far. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast back at the KTNC studios in Fall City. And we always want to mention Aaron, because while we're out here enjoying the football games, enjoying the basketball games, running all over the Dickens, all over the countryside, Aaron is stuck back there in the KTNC studios on Stone Street. Of course, there are some nights, Aaron, when I'm out here fighting a blizzard somewhere, that I would switch seats with you if you'd want to. But we appreciate the job that you do, my friend, back at the KTNC control panel. 18-12, our halftime score, as we said. The Irish fell behind early, then tied it up 6-6. Sacred Heart has had to resort to a couple of trick plays here. I was especially impressed with that double pass where they Cole Taft, and then Taft found Kyler Sipple down here deep. You guys bring any bug spray back with you? We've got a camera crew here from BDS, a couple of fine young men running the cameras, and we're all fighting the mosquitoes. They are invading our press box here on the far side, and I guess your job's going to be to swat the mosquitoes, okay?
There's plenty to do.
Okay. All right, the Irish won the toss. They deferred their decision to the second half, and, of course, they will receive the football to start this second half. BDS has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line, getting set to kick it away. We'll see when the man stands up straight who's doing the kicking. Looks like Trevor Nelson will handle the kickoff duties. And back deep for the Irish, I believe that's Bo Fletcher. Fletcher will wait near the goal line. Here's the kick. Fletcher fields the ball, bobbles it, it bounces loose. Fletcher's going to have to hurry to get on it. Everybody after the football out near the 16-yard line. I think Fletcher got back on it. The Irish will have the football, but boy, that one will take your breath away. Bo Fletcher bobbled that thing on the catch and then had to go up and fall on it in a pile of people. And he comes to the sideline. He's got to be disappointed, but he also has to feel very fortunate to get that football back.
And really lucky there, because the blockers in front of him, they were kind of kicking it around, and the last person to touch it kicked it right back to him.
Yeah, they didn't know the ball was there. So the ball will be at the 15-yard line, first and 10 for the Irish. Now we've got an official timeout here. What's this about?
Looks like we got a player down for the Eagles. Number 64, Latrell Hauser, is down on the ground.
That turned up late. I didn't even see anybody down when the play ended. Let's keep it here a moment. The minute we break it away, that's when they jump up off the field and they're fine, which is good news. Well, they're checking him out. I guess we will step aside. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to announce the newest member of our general surgery team, Dr. Samuel Bruna. Dr. Bruna is passionate about rural medicine and dedicated to serving our community. He specializes in a wide range of surgical procedures, bringing compassionate and expert care right here to Sabetha. To learn more about Dr. Bruna and the surgical services offered at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit SabethaHospital.com. That's SabethaHospital.com. Sabetha Community Hospital, your health, our community.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Irish over the football, first and 10 at the 15-yard line. Limron, all alone in the backfield, has a snap. He's back to pass, throws out complete to Taft across the 20, out near the 22 or 3-yard line goes Cole Taft. Completion good for about 8 yards. It'll bring up second down and 2. The player that was injured was Latrell Hauser. Now, Hauser is the starting center and nose tackle, so they're going to miss him out there. Hauser's a big boy, 185-pound junior, and he's been helped to the sideline as he was shaken up. We hope it's nothing serious, but he is out of the ballgame. 8 of 7 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and a long 3 yards to go. The football out across the 22-yard line. Sacred Heart over the football. 2 receivers to the short side of the field to the right. Limron has the snap. Limron hands it off to Canonico. Canonico fights his way forward close to first down yardage. He dives across the 25. Needed to get it. Now if this drive started at the 15... Apparently the drive started at the 16. He's still a yard short. That's right, it was on the fumble. It wasn't out of the end zone. Okay, so the ball is now at the 25-yard line, third down and a yard to go. Third and a long yard, almost 2 to go here for the Irish.
Great job there on the stop by Kemp for the Eagles, and just tried to bounce it outside. Kemp was there.
Limron quickly brings him to the line of scrimmage. Oh, they're going to be in a tight end set, power set. They're just going to try and power it forward. That didn't work. He's dive forward for the first down. It's going to be close. They blocked it all up in the middle, and I'm surprised with the size that BDS has that the Irish even thought about the idea of doing that, lining up to go after it. Looks like that last second effort, go forward. If he's got it, it's going to be by less than the length of the football. They're going to take a timeout here and bring in the chains. This is something we do not see very often anymore. And I don't know what has transpired. I can remember when we were measuring for first downs a dozen times in a ball game, and you just don't hardly ever see them bring the chains out like this.
You don't, and that was really fortunate there for the Irish, because there was a huge push up front, but it was from the defense and not the offense, and he had to spin his way to the first down.
Picked it up by the length of the football, so spot the football across the 26-yard line. First down and 10 for the Irish. Sacred Heart down by 6, 18-12. Just underway here in the second half, third quarter. We're in Chickley, Nebraska tonight. Bruning, Davenport, Chicley, the opposition. They play half of their games at Bruning and half of them in Chicley. Tonight we're in Chicley. Here we go. First down and 10 Irish from their own 26. In motion comes Groth. Back to pass. Okay, we're going to have a penalty flag thrown here. Going to be motion. Illegal procedure against the Irish. Canonico was set out in a slot to the right. He got up and moved in motion. And a five-yard procedure penalty is going to put the football back. Ooh, that's almost a six-yard penalty. Look at that.
Unfortunate, too,
for
the Irish.
We were at the 26, and now the tip of the ball is nearly touching the 20. Those are some pretty long strides there. Look at that. Well, the clock says first and 15, but I'm telling you, folks, it's first and 16 right now. With the spot of that football, that five-yard penalty turned into six. Incredible. Here we go. On first and 15, back to pass, complete. Taft has first down, or has the yardage out to the 30. He'll have a nice gain on the play of about 10 yards, but he's still going to be short about six.
Quick out there to Taft, ran out of bounds by Blake Miller. Good pickup on first down, back to a manageable second and seven.
Yep, second down and seven, they call it now, with the football on the 30-yard line on the right hash mark. Irish moving from our left to right, from east to west, as we view the field here from the north side. We're in the old small press box. If you've ever been to Chicley, they got a big new modern one with lights and everything over across the way. Here we are at the 30-yard line, second down and seven, right in front of our little box. Limrod calls his count, has the snap, sets in the pocket. Here comes the pressure. He's throwing deep for Taft. Taft makes the catch and gets it down. He's in bounds inside the 30-yard line, down to about the 26-yard line. What a job by Cole Taft. Went up between the defenders and brought the football down. That was a great catch.
Blake Miller was there for the Eagles, but his back was to the ball. Taft did a great job of reading it.
Dallas Cowboys could have used him last night. Cowboys couldn't catch a pass no matter what they did. That was a great job. The football to near the 25-yard line is where they mark it. It'll be first and 10 Irish. Sacred Heart down by six, 18-12. Lemron is under center this time. Canonico set behind him. Fakes the handoff. Throws the pass to the right, in and out of the hands of Groth. Groth had it right in his hands, couldn't pull it down, and dropped the football. We'll bring up second down and 10. Did you watch that Cowboys game and the Eagles last night?
Got a glimpse of the beginning of the game. Ejection before the first offensive snap.
Yeah, Dak Prescott was putting the ball right on the money, and those receivers, what, they make $32 million a year, and he couldn't pull it. You know, I would drop those passes for half of that money.
I'd drop it for a quarter.
Yeah. Spot the football at the 26-yard line. Second down. 10 yards to go for the Irish. Put a wide receiver to the right is Kyler Sipple. Under center this time is Lemron. Canonico set behind him. Lemron back to pass. Throws to the right to Sipple. Sipple with a spin move. Fights his way forward. First down yardage, but he got a really nice gain. They're going to mark the football. I'm going to have to wait till they post it. It's down at the other end of the field from where we are. Going to be third down and one, and the football is at the 17-yard line. That's where they put it.
And just another quick comeback route there for the Irish. Running about 5 to 10 yards downfield, coming back to the ball. A lot of easy gains for the Irish.
I predicted we'd see a lot of Sipple and Taft tonight, and we certainly have here. Taft is split wide to the right this time. Backfield is Groth, the Canonico, and they give him the handoff. He fights forward and should have the first down yardage easily. Looks like he got the ball down near the 15-yard line, maybe even inside the 15. As we said, we're at the far end of the field, and we're in the old press box. It's down not that much above field level, so it's a little difficult for us to tell what's happening down at the other end. We can tell you the ball is at the 14-yard line now, where it's first down and 10 for the Irish. Football is on the right hash mark. They have the wide side of the field to their left, moving toward the west end zone. Wide receiver to the right is Cole Taft. Under center this time is Lemron. Lemron takes the snap, sets in the pocket, throws to Taft. Taft down the right sideline, knocked out of bounds. Did not get to the end zone, but he did get a nice gain on the play. The new line of scrimmage, it was at the 14. Let's see, are we down to the 10? Oh, no, check it. He's at the 6-yard line is where they mark it. Second down and two at the 6-yard line now for the Irish. Sacred Heart was second and short here. At the six, Taft goes wide right. This pass game has been working here in this series. Lemron with the snap. Lemron to Canonico. Canonico into the pile. Lips down, I believe. He only needed two. It looked like he got more than that.
Caden Dickinson on the stop there for the Eagles. Going to be third and just short of the first down.
Yeah, he did not get it. Now, wait a minute.
They're going to give it to him.
Well, that's what I thought, but I looked at the scoreboard up here. Well, that's the hometown scorekeeper. He gives it up reluctantly. Ball is at the four-yard line, first and goal. Taft again wide to the right. Canonico in the backfield behind the quarterback, Lemron. Under center is Lemron. Calls the count. Gives off to Canonico. Canonico bounces out to the right and then gets tackled. No gain, I don't believe. Looks like they dropped him right at about the line of scrimmage. Irish have been having luck throwing the ball. Now they're trying to run it up the center.
Brady Knoll there was the first man to hit Canonico in the backfield, and that really led for a chance for the rest of the BDS Eagles to get to the tackle.
Spot the football at the four-yard line. Boy, this is crucial. The Irish down now, 18-12. This is their first possession here, the opening possession of the second half. Again, Taft goes wide right. Lemron is under center. Canonico set behind him as a running back. Lemron, put it out to the left side, fighting. He'll take it in from 4 yards out. So Canonico carries it in on a 4 yard touchdown run.
And you have to like that first possession of the half for Sacred Heart coming out, throwing some punches, getting a touchdown. We'll see if they can get the 2-point conversion in here and maybe take a small lead.
Score coming here was 7 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the third quarter. Irish have tied the game at 18-all. Team has been able to get an extra point all night long here. They've failed time after time. Let's see if the Irish can break that trend and take the lead. Split Cole Taft wide to the right, under center. The ball out, it's going to be batted down. And again, the conversion attempt fails. And we're tied at 18-all with 7:06 to play here in the third quarter. We're back in half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's time now for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City.
The Sacred Heart Irish open the second half with a 12-play, 64-yard scoring drive that's topped off with a 4-yard run by Elijah Canonico. Carried it in from 4 yards out, the conversion failed, and the score is all tied at 18 with 7:06 to play in the third quarter.
That scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
Irish set to kick the ball away. J.J. Lancaster has it teed up at the 30-yard line. Comes forward. There's the boot. An end-over-ender. Did it get into the end zone? No, they'll field it at the 3, up the middle. Oh, running room. Breaking out into the open across the 20, across the 25. Out across the 30. Big kickoff by Blake Miller. Miller on the return.
J.J. Lancaster able to get the tackle there, and a touchdown-saving tackle for the Irish. You come out, you score your first touchdown, you're on your first possession of your second half. Now it's time for the defense to step up, maybe get a stop and get the ball back here.
Well, Blake Miller gives them good field position. They're going to begin this drive, I believe, around the 32-yard line is where they mark it. It'll be first and 10 for the Eagles from their own 32. Back Kamler. Kamler keeps the football after faking the handoff, and he'll be dragged down for a short gain. Got maybe 2 or 3 yards out close to the 35-yard line.
Rottinghouse there for the Irish, and just a short gain on first down. BDS, as expected, going to come out, probably run it at you and make you stop them.
Yep. Doug Gould's cooked up there in the locker room at halftime. You seldom see Coach Gould lose a third quarter. His strategy, let's see what he does to stop that running game. Second down and 7 at the 35-yard line now for the Eagles. Kamler has the snap. He'll run the ball up the middle. He was hit and dropped. He'll be dropped for a loss. Being different in the middle right now to deal with that running play.
And it looks like they're sending their backers, the linebacker. Now we'll see if BDS goes away from the run here and tries to take advantage of the rush from the linebackers.
See what happens. 6:01 to play, clock running in the third quarter. We're all tied at 18 apiece here at Chicley. This has been a great ball game tonight. Hope you're enjoying it here on KTNC. Split wide to the left now is Domeyer. In the backfield, Wyatt Kemp, the junior running back, sets just to the right of Levi Kamler. Kamler has the snap. He'll run it himself. Pitches it back to Kemp. Kemp tries to turn the corner. He'll be dropped short of the first down. He got the ball out across the 35. Looks to be near the 30. Still going to bring up fourth down and about 5 yards to go. And now we find out if BDS has confidence here or if they're going to try and kick the football and punt it away. I would be surprised if they give the ball up in their own territory if they don't get the first down, but right now it doesn't look like they're going to punt. I believe they're coming after it. How about this? Fourth down and 6. There's some confidence in your offense. Kamler calling a starting count. They're trying to get people to... Oh, my goodness. They went with a hard count and got one of the Irish linemen to jump off. And that'll be, well, that won't be a first down, though. That'll be a 5-yard penalty. But now, much more manageable fourth down and 1, which they can go after. And what a tough break there for the Irish that they got caught up on that hard count.
And that was growth there, jumping off sides from the linebacker position. Looks like he was going to come up the middle, and you can expect BDS to run this right at you.
All right, fourth down and 1 now. The new line of scrimmage is at their 39-yard line of the Irish. Levi Kamler on 4th and 1 has the snap, runs it forward. He'll have the first down and more. He's on his feet at the 30, inside the 30, down near the 27-yard line of the Irish. That was a big play back on the penalty a minute ago, but was apparently a punting situation, has now turned into first down yardage in Irish territory at the 28-yard line.
Lemrond on the stop there for the Irish, but not before a big gain for BDS. Ran it right up the middle, and there's a huge hole there.
4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tied at 18 all, the Irish and the Eagles. Levi Kamler calling his cadence. Kamler to his left, pitches back to Kemp. Kemp wants to turn the corner. He'll be dropped short of the first down near the 25-yard line. Only got about 2 on the carry. Good pursuit there by the Irish.
Taft and Canonico both on the stop there, and BDS trying to get the edge. The Irish doing a little bit better job stopping that run outside this half.
Keep in mind, Cole Taft is only listed at 150 pounds, and that was on a good day, I'm sure. And he's coming up there and really putting a hit on that running back. All right, the football's at the 25-yard line, 2nd down and 7 for the Eagles. Kamler puts a man in motion. He has the snap. He drops back, wants to throw the ball. Now flips it out to the right. Pass is caught, and the receiver tackled short of the first down near the 22 or 23-yard line. It's going to bring up 3rd down and still about 4 yards to go.
Sipple on the stop there for the Irish, and once again, just kind of the back out of the backfield, and it was really more of a pitch than a pass forward, but both goes down as the same thing, 3rd and 4 from the 23.
3rd and 4 at the 23, they need the 19-yard line for first down yardage. The official stops play for a moment here. One of the players needs to tie his shoe here, and they'll allow him to do that to fix his equipment quickly. Clock shows 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. If you're just checking in, we're live from Chicley tonight. The Sacred Heart Irish, the Bruning Davenport Chicley Eagles, all tied up at 18 apiece. BDS moving the football, facing 3rd and 4 at the Irish 23-yard line. The ball is on the right side hash mark. Levi Kamler is the 190-pound senior quarterback. Takes the snap, gives it off to Wyatt Kemp, runs to the left side. Kemp dives forward. He'll get first down yardage.
Tripped up on the play by Roddinghouse, but not before that first down. And for the BDS Eagles, you know, another run kind of around the outside. They pick up the first in business.
So now spot the football near the 17-yard line is where they're going to mark it. Between the 16 and 17, 1st down and 10. Ball between the hash marks in the middle of the field. Kamler with Kemp set beside him. Kamler keeps it. Runs to the right. Oh, he's got room. Turn to the corner. He's going to take it all the way for the touchdown. That will be a 16-yard touchdown quarterback keeper by Levi Kamler from 16 yards out. And the score coming with 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the third quarter. Kamler scoring his second rushing touchdown of the evening, this one from 16 yards. Now, 24-16. Nobody's made a conversion yet tonight. Let's see what they do. Kamler puts a man in motion from the left, has the snap. He wants to throw it. Now he's going to run with the football. Runs out to the left, flips it. It falls incomplete, and again, the conversion attempt failed. Nobody can make an extra point here. And with 2:43 to go in the third quarter, 24-18, BDS on top. We're back in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Shickley, Nebraska, where the BDS Eagles lead the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish 24-18, and it's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
All right, that scoring drive for BDS took 8 plays to cover 48 yards. It was capped off on a 16-yard quarterback keeper by quarterback Levi Kamler. Score coming with 2:43 to play here in the third quarter. Conversion attempt failed once again, and now BDS on top 24-18, again with 2:43 to go in the third quarter.
And a big thanks to our sponsor, Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn, for that scoring drive recap.
Trevor Nelson ready to kick it away for the Eagles. The end-over-ender is going to be fielded. Now the ball is bobbled again. Everybody diving after it, trying to field the football there for the Irish was Noah Howard. He was in there in place of Bo Fletcher, who bobbled the last one, and Noah Howard must have got into his mind. The same thing happened to Noah. And the same thing that happened to Bo Fletcher, Noah managed to get up and fall on the football at the very last minute at the same spot on the field.
And both drives going to start at the 16, so maybe this is a sign for the Irish.
I guess. Last drive started at the 16, and they took it all the way down and scored. But right about Doug Goltz right now down here in front of our booth is shaking his head. What are we going to do with these kickoff returns? All right, from the 16-yard line, right side hash mark, the Irish set up shop offensively. Put Cole Taft wide to the right. Kyler Sipple goes wide to the left. Two men set in the slot to the left. Empty backfield for Brendan Limron. He'll throw the ball. Limron's got pressure coming. Now has to scramble. A flag is thrown. Limron trying to get away. Throws the ball upfield. The pass falls incomplete. And we may have a holding call on the Irish here in the backfield.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to get the Irish for a hold here.
So, penalty yardage is going to be marked off against Sacred Heart. All of this happening with 2 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Shickley. We've got a dandy ball game going tonight. 24-18, BDS up by 6, Irish with the football. Cole Taft comes over to Coach Doug Goltz getting the play. Coach Doug Goltz in his 39th year as head football coach at Sacred Heart. I'm one of the few guys that's been around long enough to remember when he started. Here we go at 2:29 to go in the third. Irish facing first down and 18 yards to go. Pitch the ball back, running to the right side. That's Kenanico. He's taken out of bounds after a short gain. Got the ball out to about the 10 or 11. He started at the 8, so he's only going to get 2, maybe 3 yards on the carry.
Owen Beaver's on the stop there for BDS, and a great job of running Elijah down there.
All right, a gain of 3. It'll bring up second down and 15 yards to go with the football now at the 10-yard line. Now, I don't know what the scoreboard just went bonkers on us down here. They're trying to... All right, second down and 15 at the 10. It flickered and the lights went out. Somebody kicked the plug down there. Here we go. On second and 15 at the 10, quarterback Brendan Lemron with backs on either side of him. Oh, back snap from center, went between his legs. He picks the football up, throws the ball out of bounds on the right sideline, and Lemron very wisely got rid of that football after that bad snap from center and turned what could have been a disaster down here deep in their territory into a simple incompleted pass, brings up third down and 15.
Fortunate to be able to get that one away with really no loss of yardage there. Now, it's still a long third and 15 here for the Irish.
Well, the Irish have dodged a few bullets here tonight. Two kickoff returns that were fumbled and nearly turned over deep in their own territory. They got both of those back. This misfire just now in the snap from center that Lemron very wisely picked up and got rid of it out of bounds to save for another day. But that puts the Irish in deep in their own territory with third down and 15 yards to go, third and long. 2 minutes, 18 seconds to play, third quarter. Irish trailing 24-18. Empty backfield for Brendan Lemron. He rolls to his right, looking upfield for Sipple. Sipple made the catch inbounds, and it will be a first down. Oh, wait a minute. No, they're going to mark him a half a yard short. I thought he went out of bounds at the down marker. They're going to mark him short. It's going to bring up fourth down and less than a yard. The ball is outside the 25-yard line. He needed the 26. Well, you got 2:13 to go in the third quarter. A while ago, BDS gambled and went. Coach Goltz is going to roll the dice here. This is actually less than a yard. It's fourth and about 2 feet. They're lining up in that power push in the middle again. Let's see if they go with it. Oh, he's going to throw the ball. He's going to throw it downfield. And Taft makes the catch. Taft comes up with a catch at the 38-yard line in between defenders. They were batting at the ball. It went up in the air, and he caught it lying on his back on the ground, and we've got a flag on the play. Let's see what this is going to be.
And it looks like Taft was probably going to get it either way, probably a pass interference or a defensive holding here, I would guess. That flag came from the back judge.
Let's see what they got. Taft has got his helmet off over here on the sideline. I'm not sure what he's dealing with. Bloody nose, maybe? Something. The penalty yardage penalty was against BDS. Of course, that will be declined. They'll take the completion. Oh, he's just getting a drink of water. I couldn't figure out what he was doing over here with the helmet off. Taft is okay. The ball is going to be marked inside BDS territory now at the 38-yard line, first and 10. What a gamble on fourth and inches to come out and throw the ball to Taft in the crowd. Canonico sets in the backfield behind the quarterback. Fake the handoff, rolling right. Lemron downfield. He's got a receiver. Oh, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Noah Howard, the freshman. The ball was on the money. Noah just could not gather it in. He'll be back. That's a freshman getting his feet wet here in varsity football tonight. And boy, he's got to be feeling bad coming back to the huddle because that ball was on the money.
And that's about three or four times tonight where the ball's just been in the hands of the receiver. Lemron putting it where it needs to go, but just not getting reeled in by the receivers.
All right, second down and 10 at the 38-yard line. Taft to the right, Sipple to the left are the receivers. Keeping the ball is Lemron for short yardage, only got a yard or so. He faked the handoff to Canonico, tried to fool him there and keep the ball himself on a keeper, only got a yard out of it. So it's going to bring up third down and 9, and we're back to the drawing board and back to the passing game. 1:33 to play, third quarter, if you're just checking in. 24-18, the Irish trailing BDS in a hard-fought contest tonight here in Chicley. Sacred Heart with the ball, third and 9, 37-yard line of BDS, right side hash mark. Spread formation, Sipple to the left, Taft to the right. Lemron back to pass. Lemron steps up, rolls left, now throws to the left sideline in the pass, in and out of the hands of Kyler Sipple. Sipple well covered, had two defenders hanging on him down there near the 20-yard line, and the pass falls incomplete. It'll bring and 9. Now, you are just barely in BDS territory. Let's see what Coach Goltz wants to do here. Line of scrimmage is the 37 of BDS. You're down 24-18. A minute to play in the third quarter. You hate to turn the ball over at midfield. They're going to punt it. Kanabe checks in to kick the ball away. He'll handle the punting duties. Cooper Kanabe will stand at his own 22-yard line to wait for the snap from center. Yes, isn't putting anybody back. They weren't buying it. Kanabe Roots went up there. Irish are running under to try and touch it down and keep it out of the end zone, and I believe they did. Kanabi just rolled one down there, or did it get in? No, it got into the end zone. Boy, it looked for all the world like they had that. Got to the goal line, but they say no, it went into the end zone, and they will bring it out to the 15-yard line. And that's where BDS will start this drive.
Yeah, and he did a great job of getting down there, tried to tip it back out, must have just crossed the goal line, not able to see it from our vantage point. 53.4 seconds left here in the third quarter. BDS leads the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish 24-18.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. First and 10, BDS. Kamler keeps the football running to his right. He's got big yardage. Got through the first line of defense. Looks like he's got a first down with the football out across the... Well, no, check that. He's short of the 25-yard line.
Lemron on the stop there for the Irish, and we'll see if BDS gets another playoff here. 32 seconds left in the quarter.
Gain of 8 on the carry. 23-yard line. Wide receiver coming to the left side of the field for BDS. Once again is Aiden Domeyer. Snap it back to Kemp. Kemp with room. Uh-oh, there he goes down the right sideline. Kemp outrunning Irish territory, knocked out of bounds finally at the 33-yard line. A big run there. I'm impressed with that young man. Wyatt Kemp, he's been a workhorse here tonight. 11 seconds to play in the quarter. He's got the ball into Irish territory at the 33-yard line, first and 10. For the Eagles, let's see if they try and run another play before the period ends. Clock's going goofy again on us down here. Now it's coming back. 11 seconds to go. They've set the down markers. Now they start the clock. Kamler in the shotgun formation. Takes the snap. Runs it himself to the right. Kamler gets it inside the 30, down near the 29. And that'll be the final play of the third quarter. 24-18, BDS leading the Irish. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This September, Community Medical Center is stepping into the future of patient care. Starting Saturday, September 6th, CMC and its family medicine clinics in Fall City and Humboldt will transition to Epic, America's leading electronic medical record system. With Epic's MyChart, you'll have 24/7 access to your health info, test results, appointments, and secure messaging with your care team, all at your fingertips. With questions, call the CMC Administration Office at 402-245-6503 or email administration@cmcfc.org.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Chicoly, Nebraska. A quick scoring update from down in Falls City. Omaha Brenau Talbot still leads Falls City 16-14. No scores there in that third quarter. They head to the final quarter of play with Omaha up by 2.
We have a fresh 12 minutes on the clock here at Chicoly, getting set to move into our fourth quarter. The Chargers Chiefs at halftime, 13-6 is our score there. Nebraska won the third set, 25-20, so Nebraska sweeps Wright State tonight in volleyball, 25-16, 25-16, 25-20, the score in those. All right, now we move into fourth quarter action. BDS with the football. Direct snap goes to Kemp. He'll run to the right to the short side of the field. He's met at the line of scrimmage and wrapped up. The Irish defense is playing much better here in the second half than they did in the first two quarters.
Toby Baxter there on the stop for the Irish, and they've done a pretty good job of limiting the big gains for BDS. Now, we've seen a few big gains here, but a big third down upcoming for the Irish defense.
Well, the adjustments that were made at halftime have certainly improved the defensive standings there. Third down and 3 now. The line of scrimmage, the 27. Big third down play here. Kamler has the snap. Runs to the right. Hit in the backfield. Broke the tackle. Fights forward. He may get the first down. I believe he's going to. And he got it on second effort because they had him hit in the backfield. He broke a couple of tackles, then twisted and turned backwards. falling backwards for the first down yardage.
Bumped off of Toby Baxter there in the backfield, finally pulled down by Cooper Canabi, and it'll be a first down for the Eagles.
Mentioned Husker volleyball, 25-16, 25-16. They were trailing big in the third set, came back 25-20. Coach Danny Busboom McKelly has got those girls believing, I believe, there. Here we go. First down and 10 at the 21-yard line. Kamler is the quarterback, has the snap. Kamler's going to run it out to the left. He's got room, got away from one, running to the corner. It's a foot race to the pylon, and he's in for the touchdown from 21 yards out. A 21-yard carry by Kamler, a quarterback keeper. This one coming with 10 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the fourth quarter.
And Taft there for the Irish kit just got pulled in off the edge, and he wasn't able to make the stop. There was nobody else around the outside for the Irish defense.
Let's see if somebody can finally make a two-point conversion. Nobody has yet in all the scoring we've had. Kamler in the backfield. They'll snap it to Kemp. Kemp stood up straight, and did he get in?
He's in.
Okay. Finally, somebody got one. Kemp carried in with 10:52 to go in the ballgame. 32-18, BDS on top. Back in half a minute on KTNC.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
10:52 to play here. 32-18 our score. That scoring drive took six plays, covered 65 yards, capped off with a 21-yard run by Levi, the quarterback Levi Kamler. The conversion by Kemp was good for the two, and our score now 32-18, BDS on top.
And that scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn. Call Tosh Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and your future.
Kansas City has scored a touchdown but missed the extra point. They're trailing 13-12 now to San Diego. All right, coming forward, here's the kick, an end-over-ender. Running after Fletcher, bobbles it for a minute, now grabs it near the 5. He's out to the 10, the 15, out close to the 20, no, close to the 15-yard line. I believe he's out near the 20. Well, Fletcher bobbled that one for a moment, gathered it in time to get a fairly nice return.
Bobbled it, and maybe it was taken down there by about the 20-yard line. Looks like he slipped, and maybe getting a little slick there. Temperatures dropping into the upper 50s and a little bit of dew in the air.
Irish going to need to find a way to score rather quickly here now as they're down 32-18. This has been a hard-fought test here for the Sacred Heart boys against a fine BDS football team. Sacred Heart begins this drive first and 10 at their own 19-yard line, trailing 32-18, 10:45 to go in the ballgame. Simple, wide right. Taft comes wide left. Quarterback, Brendan Limbron, has the snap. Whistle sound, flags fly. Wait a minute, Taft is down over here. What's happened?
Well, it looks like he maybe cramping up a little bit. He just went down right before the snap there.
The official stopped play and blew the whistle as Cole Taft fell forward to the ground. And we're not sure. He's not walking off like he's got a cramp. That was kind of an alarming thing to see. Cole Taft just kind of fell forward and put his forehead on the ground. Yeah, it was a cramp. Okay, that's good. Well, I mean, it's not good, but I'm relieved that it's just a cramp.
And unfortunately for the Irish, takes out one of your best receivers here,
yeah,
too.
I know it. All right, here we come over the football, first and 10 from the 19-yard line. Limron in the backfield. Kenanico set back there on his right this time. Wide to the right side is Sipple. Yes, sir.
Lemron's down here on the sideline.
Oh, my goodness. Bad snap from center. The ball goes over the head of the quarterback. Hayden Clow was in there at quarterback, and the snap went over his head. Clow had to chase it all the way back to near the one-yard line. Why is Lemron over here? What's going on?
Lemron down on the sidelines with his helmet off, and you have to wonder that affected the snap there, the backup QB coming in.
Well, Hayden Clow is just just a sophomore, a junior, 165 pounds. That snap went way over his head, and he had to chase it back to the one-yard line, and now the Irish in trouble. Second down and 28 from the one. Clough is in at quarterback. He'll call his starting count. Hayden Clough waiting for the snap from center. Hands it off to the out to the right. It is Canonico, and he just got it out of the end zone. They tackle him right at the line of scrimmage at the one-yard line. He barely got out of the end zone with that one.
Tripped up there by Levi Kamler for the Eagles.
I'm puzzled what's going on with Lemrond over here.
You have to wonder if it's maybe a concussion, you know.
He's walking around now, coming over to sit on the bench.
Holding his head a little bit.
He's not happy. He's sitting over here on the bench right down in front of our press box. Here's Taft back into the ball game. That's good to see. Cole Taft. 165-pound junior is the backup quarterback in there with Lemrond on the bench. Clough in a shotgun formation. Canonico set behind him. Bad snap into the end zone. They're going to get Clough for the safety. The ball was snapped. Clough could not handle the snap. And it'll be a two-point safety.
You know, and for the Irish there, you're second string quarterback has to come in. That snap's been coming pretty hard. Lemrond able to handle the snap, but you have to wonder how many reps Clough has with the starting center there in practice, and unfortunately couldn't handle two of the snaps there, the one that backed them up to the one-yard line and then the safety there just a few seconds ago.
So the score goes 34-18. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we're not sure what the type of injury is down here to the starting quarterback, Brendan Lemrond. We can only say that he's down on the bench. He's been talking with some of his teammates and stuff, but we're not going to guess as to what the injury might be. You can probably figure out for yourself what may have happened here. 9:07 left to play in the ball game. The score now 34-18 after that two-point safety. Backup quarterback Hayden Clough not able to handle it. Went into the end zone. They caught Hayden in the end zone for the two-point safety. So now, ready to the free kick coming up. In to handle the kicking for Sacred Heart is J.J. Lancaster with the free kick from the 15-yard kickoff here. Ball is going to be picked up, rolled between the legs of the return man. What is going on out here with these guys? This time it was Kyler Cook that was there, and Kyler had that ball roll right between his legs, and they had to turn around and chase it down. They were looking at some good field position, but now not so much. The ball is back to the 18-yard line.
And for the Irish here, definitely a possession where you're going to need a stop. You'd like to see your defense with a stop here just to kind of get some momentum swung back your way.
Checking in now, Aiden Scheidel, a freshman, into the lineup defensively. Aiden Scheidel in the ballgame. We'll try and ID some of these kids that are getting some playing time. Over the football come the Eagles. Kamler at quarterback, up 34-18 now. Hands it off, running to the left side. Goes Wyatt Kemp down the left sideline. He's got a lot of running room. Cross the 30, cross the 35. He stops short of the 40. At about the 38-yard line is where they're going to mark the football. It'll be a big first down for BDS. Well, right now the Eagles have to feel like they've got the game under control there. They're up 34-18, under 9 minutes to play. They know if they can just put together an extended drive here, they can probably salt this one away for the night.
Tap there on the stop for the Irish.
At the 38-yard line, first and 10 for the BDS Eagles. Kamler as a wide receiver to the right, wide to the left. Spread formation. Kamler runs himself right into the middle. He broke a tackle. He's into the... At the 20, into 15, the 10, the 5, and he'll go all the way for the touchdown. And that will be a 42-yard touchdown run by Kamler, 42 yards.
Little bit of tired legs here, probably for the Irish. A couple of starters out. You have to wonder mentality-wise, what's going through their head. There was a big hole there for Kamler to run through.
So now we'll line up and try once again here for the two-point conversion. Levi Kamler on the keeper. That's his third rushing touchdown of the evening for BDS. They'll try to line it up for two. Kamler hands it to Kemp. Kemp tries to run to the left side, and I don't think he got in this time. The conversion failed. And with 8:46 to go in the ballgame, it's 40-18. BDS on top. Back in half a minute on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Shickley, Nebraska, where the BDS Eagles lead the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish 42-18. It's time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, Levi Kempler scores his fourth rushing touchdown as a quarterback keeper, this one from 42 yards out to cap off a two-play, 62-yard drive. The conversion failed. Our score now 40-18. BDS in command with 8:46 to go in the ballgame.
And thanks to our sponsors once again, Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
Here's Trevor Nelson's kickoff. Let's hope the Irish can handle this one. Fletcher fields the ball near the 5. He's out to the 10, the 15. Fumbled the football into the air, and it's grabbed out of the air and recovered by BDS's Gabe Tobias. And boy, the roof has just caved in on this Irish football team. For Bo Fletcher, as he was hit, the ball went flying straight up in the air, and waiting there was Gabe Tobias. He caught it right out in the air, didn't even get to the ground, made the recovery, and the Irish turned the football right back over to BDS. And now BDS certainly with the upper hand here, leading 40-18. They get the ball back on the fumble. They're going to start this drive at the 18-yard line of the Irish. Tough break there for Bo Fletcher.
And for the Irish, you know, the mental mistakes kind of snowballing here. Your starting quarterback's out after a promising first drive to start the second half, too, where you actually tied it up at 18. It's been all BDS since then.
Eagles down at the 18-yard line, leading 40-18. Levi, one wide out to the left. Oh, we've got a backup quarterback in there taking the snap. For the quarterback was Braden, is it Phillippe? Is that the way that's pronounced? Phillippe. And Phillippe is going to get dropped for a loss back outside the 20 near the 21-yard line. We'll give him a loss of 2. Call it second down and 12. So substitutes in the ballgame now. BDS may be taking their foot off the gas here a little bit, leading 40-18.
Toby Baxter. Scoring update from down in Falls City. No scores in the second half. Bromaha Brownell Talbot will beat the Tigers tonight 16-14.
All right. Braden Phillippe is the quarterback. Running back is Blake Miller set to his right. Phillippe has the snap. He'll run to the right. Try. Oh, did he get hit? Phillippe just took a pop, and delivering that hit was Kyler Sipple. That's one of the hardest tackles we've seen all night.
And a great open field tackle there for Sipple, trying to run around the edge. And welcome to the game, Brayton Phillippe.
Well, Kyler Sipple appeared to be maybe just unleashing a little bit of frustration on that hit. He let's just say he made the tackle with authority. Nothing bad there or anything. He just lowered his shoulder and made a hard hit.
Great form tackle in open field. Looks like the Irish pulling a couple of starters here. We have Taft on the sidelines as well as Caden Crowe.
All right, quarterback. Phillippe, Braden, Phillippe takes a snap, bobbles it a moment, now runs up the middle. He's in trouble, and he will battle forward for a couple of yards before being wrapped up.
Tackle there by Charlie Runninghouse, and you've seen it with the backup quarterbacks here. You know, for both teams, struggle with the snap.
Roddy House and Toby Baxter also in on that one. Looks like we got a flag on the play here. Let's see what this is going to be.
Looks like holding possibly on the Eagles. An interesting, you know, decision here. Do you move them back or do you take the fourth down?
This is that point in the ball game where you like to see the clock running. We don't want to get anybody else hurt here tonight. The Irish have got several starters standing here on the sideline in front of our press box. Frustration has to be setting in because this was a good ball game for three quarters. The Irish battled this team and battled them tough. But inside of 7 minutes to go now, 6:53 to play. The new line of scrimmage will be at the 30-yard line, where it will be third down and 22 after the penalty yardage from the 30.
And those checking the final score of the game, that does not tell the story of what this game was truly like for three and a half quarters.
All right, here comes Phillippe, just a freshman, 125-pound freshman quarterback. Now we're going to have a timeout taken on the field with 6:34 to play in the ball game. We'll step aside also and take a 30-second break. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fraud can strike when you least expect it, but F&M Bank is here to help you stay one step ahead. Protect yourself and your family with our free fraud prevention packets. Packed with tools and tips, it'll help you spot scams, safeguard your accounts, and keep your personal information secure. Stop by F&M Bank today to pick up your packet. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, in the ball game here at Shickley, your Sacred Heart Irish have fallen behind now 40-18 to the BDS Eagles. Looking down here, we lost Trey Stoodhite early in the ball game. Brendan Limron down here being talked to by some family members right now. They've got him wrapped up in a blanket to keep him warm. So we'll see what that situation is. Here's the snap. Phillippe pitches back to his trailing back, trying to turn the corner on the left side. I believe that was Blake Miller carrying the football.
20-yard line on the stop there. No really Irish in the area. He just kind of slipped. I wonder if the grass is getting a little wet here.
Yep. And put the football down near the 22, is that where we're at? 21-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. So put the football at the 21-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 13 now at the Irish 21. So Sacred Heart would like to get a stop here and have a chance to run a little offense with 6:27 to go. Freshman quarterback, Phillippe, Trevor, or check that, Braden, waiting for the snap from center. Braden wants to throw the ball. Well, pitches it back to his trailing back. Running the ball around the right side is Blake Miller. And Miller gets a nice gain, but I think he's going to be stopped short of the first down yardage. The Irish will take it over on downs. He did not get the first down.
And a final from across the river over in Missouri. The Rockport Blue Jays beat Princeton tonight 62-6.
We'll be making a visit to Rockport later this season. Looking forward. Always fun to go over and see our friends in Rockport, pick up a little Missouri eight-man football. Irish are over the football, ready to go. Let's see what we've got here now for Sacred Heart. Hayden Clough is your quarterback. They're down at the far end of the field. We'll do our best to decipher this thing. Hands off to his running back straight into the line, and it goes nowhere. See who that ball carrier was. Carrying the football for Sacred Heart was Cash Witt, a freshman. Cash Witt carrying the ball.
And some good opportunities for some reps here for the Irish. You don't know what you're going to need here.
No.
Coming into the, you know, coming.
Cash has got a varsity stat, a gain of one on the carry. Has the football. Facing second down and nine now with the ball at the 14-yard line. Clock continues to run. Under 6 minutes to go here. 5:41. Clock is running. Quarterback Hayden Clough brings him to the line of scrimmage. Cash Witt is the running back. Clough calling his starting count. Under center. Takes the snap. Pitches the ball out to the trailing back. The ball goes wide out of bounds. He was trying to pitch the ball to Noah Howard. Howard lost control of it. It went out of bounds, and they got a significant gain out of that. They're going to get a first down.
I think that's probably the farthest run with a pitch that I've seen. That was about 10 yards down the field before he even pitched it.
Yeah, but it was a legal pitch. He was still trailing the running back. So now, gain on the play gives the Irish first down and 10. Ball is out across the 25-yard line. Clough calling his starting count, pitches it back, coming to the left side on the run, spun around and dropped. Carrying the football was Noah Howard, and he got a gain of a couple of yards.
And a scoring update from right down the road. High-scoring affair for Exeter over in Exeter Milligan, where Johnson Brock leads Exeter Milligan 50-34.
That's a good ball game going over there. Good side of things. They went into a buzzsaw at Sandy Creek last week. 4:40 to go in this one. Quarterback Hayden Clough is under center. He's got the back set in the I formation. Double tight end set. Clough is back to pass. They're all over him. He'll be sacked and dropped for a loss on the play. Hayden Clough with nowhere to go there. He got dropped for a loss 3, maybe 4 yards on the play.
Caden Dickinson on the sack there for the Eagles. That'll set them back about 4 yards here, 5 yards. It'll be 3rd and 13.
Well, BDS came up short down at Elmwood Murdoch last week. They're going to get their record evened at 1-1 here. This goes as we expect with a score of 40-18, 4 minutes to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up. We'll have a complete rundown of the scoring. Hayden Clough again with the back set in the I formation behind him, calls his count. Hands off to his fullback, who's wrapped up immediately. Looks like a lot of the starting defenders are still in there carrying the football. Clough kept it that time, faked the handoff, kept it himself, and got tackled running out to his right.
Tackle there for one of the BDS subs, Colt Crockett, the 155-pound sophomore, with a nice hit on the option.
Traden Witt, the freshman, in the lineup there a minute ago on that play. Now a flag is thrown, illegal procedure, across for the Irish before they could even come up and run the play. So I'm not sure what transpired there. Did they break the huddle with nine? Is that one of them did get off the field here, perhaps? Well, could be a little bit of confusion as we've got second and third teamers in there right now. Quarterback is Clough. They snap it back. Here's the punt. Punt is away, and it's going to be fielded at the 32. Starting out to his right, the return man and wrapped up and tackled immediately. And Cash Witt is the guy that wrapped him up. Witt had a big old armful of return men and took him to the ground.
Final from over in Missouri. Pattonsburg takes down the Panthers of Mound City tonight, 48-20.
Another Missouri final. Here it's 40-18 with 3:08 to go in the ball game. BDS leading Sacred Heart. The Eagles will have the football. They'll begin this drive 1st and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Irish with a lot of defensive starters on the sideline here now, and a lot of starters on offense on the sideline for BDS. Let's see who they've got in at quarterback now. I think it's still Phillippe. Braden Phillippe, 125-pound freshman, is your quarterback. He's got the snap running into the middle. Witt had him for a minute. Now he's going to be dropped after a gain of a couple. Had it at the 36. Maybe got it out to about the 37. Only a gain of a yard on the carry. It'll bring up 2nd down and 9. And the clock somewhat mercifully continues to tick below 3 minutes now. 2:45 and clock is running.
Traden Witt on the stop there for the Irish. And once again, great opportunity for some of these young kids, some of the kids that don't get as many reps, to get a few reps here late in the game.
Wide receiver splitting out wide to the left is Jeremiah Slagle. Slagle is a receiver to the left side of the field. Phillippe, the freshman quarterback, waiting for a snap, has the ball, rolls to his left. Here comes the pressure. Going to be hit, wrapped up, and dropped for a loss on the play. He'll be dropped for a loss of about 3 yards back out near the 34-yard line.
Good penetration there for the Irish. Looks like number 31, Charlie Rottinghouse, with the penetration up the middle.
Trying to pick up some of these other defenders in the ballgame. Noah Howard was out there, just came off the field. Reed Westrack is out there. We mentioned Witt a couple of times, also on defense. Aiden Scheidel is on the field. He's playing the nose guard up there, I believe. Try and ID some more of these kids that are getting into the game. Reed Kirkendall is out there. He's at a defensive end on the far side. on third down and 12, there's the snap running into the middle and carrying the football is Phillippe, and Phillippe is hit after a gain of about a half a yard. He got the ball back out to the 35-yard line. So it's going to bring up fourth down and 11. Punting situation for BDS. Clock is down to 1:17 and running. Who are we going to put back deep to return this one? Looks like Bo Fletcher. And Bo needs to have something good happen here. He's had a tough night tonight. Bo Fletcher will be back to return the punt. He will stand near his own 15-yard line waiting for the snap from center. 1 minute to go. Here's the punt. It's away. Fletcher is going to let the ball go. Well, now he falls on it. And I have a feeling the Irish are going to spend some time working on punt returns, kickoff returns, and what have you this week. As it, well, to say the least, it's been an adventure.
Catching kicks is definitely going to be a point of focus at practice this coming week.
49 seconds to go here in this one. It's 40-18 right now. Irish will have the football. They'll start this drive first and 10 at their own 25-yard line is where they'll mark it. Trotting out onto the field there is Owen Sando into the ballgame. A lot of freshmen on the football field now. Noah Howard is out there. We'll try and ID some more of these ball players. Bo Fletcher in the ballgame. Who we got at quarterback? Gonna be, is Witt lining up? No, let's see. Our quarterback is going to be Hayden Clough. Witt sits behind him at fullback. Clough on the keeper. Runs to his right. Turns it upfield. He'll have a nice gain. He's got the ball out across the 25-yard line. Clock down to 39 seconds. The reserves may have time to run one more play here. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a post-game wrap-up and give you a rundown of the scoring and how it went in the ballgame tonight. Irish with 25 seconds to go. They'll hurry out here and try and run one more play. J.J. Lancaster, Owen Sando come out and join the teammates. 15 seconds. They're going to have to hurry and get up here if they're going to run this thing. Quarterback, Hayden Clough, sets the backs in the I formation with a double tight end set. Clough calls the snap. He's back to pass. He wants to throw the football. Oh, he's got a receiver wide open out at the 35, the 30, down the left sideline. At the 10, the 5, and taken out of bounds is J.J. Lancaster. Lancaster made a nice catch as time expires, and there is your ball game, your final score tonight. BDS, Bruning, Davenport, Chicley, 40, Fall City, Sacred Heart, 18, and they ended the game with some fireworks. Lancaster with a nice catch and a run down this left sideline, but there's your ball game. The Irish come up on the short side tonight. 40-18. We're going to step aside now for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our post-game show right after this 2-minute break. You've been listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mark Keller here at Farm and City Supply, your grilling headquarters. Come on in and take a look at our great new line of Rec-Tec grills and smokers. We've got four models in stock to choose from, along with the first ever pellet griddle. Also, we have a good selection of Blackstone grills, Weber grills, and the ever-famous heavy-duty blazing grill made in Beatrice, Nebraska. So come on in, check us out, the best selection around. Farm and City Supply will keep you grilling.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Here at the bank, we'd like to thank all those moms, dads, and family that show up for every practice and game. To our area individuals and local businesses that help support and sponsor our teams. From the marching band and cheer squad that inspires our team to win, to the coaches, athletes, and fans that make every game possible. We appreciate you all. Your local support scores a touchdown every time.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Shickley, Nebraska, our post-game show brought to you by our presenting sponsor, F&M Bank, down in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus.
Well, the Sacred Heart Irish come out of the short end of a 40-18 score in a hard-fought contest tonight here in Shickley. Taking a look at the scoring recap, BDS opened the scoring with 8:36 to play in the first quarter. A 6-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Kemke. Brendan Lemron answered with a 31-yard touchdown pass to Cole Taft with 7:14 to go in the first quarter. We were tied at 6. BDS put up a pair of rushing touchdowns, one by Levi Kamler, and then Wyatt Kemke made the score go to 18-6. That was our score and in the second quarter. With 7:50 to go in the first half, the Irish came back scoring. A double pass from Cole Taft to Kyle Sipple completed an 8-play, 58-yard drive. Conversion failed. It was 18-12 at halftime. The Irish came fighting back to start the third quarter. They put together a 12-play, 64-yard drive, capped by a 4-yard touchdown carry by Elijah Canico. That tied the score at 18-all, but from there it was all BDS. The quarterback, Levi Kamler, put up 3 rushing touchdowns. He made 4 of them for the night. A safety was thrown in, and that was the end. 40-18, your final score tonight. BDS dominating late in the ballgame after a hard-fought contest for about 3 quarters. I guess the biggest concern right now, we look down there, is the fact that starting quarterback Lemron was on the sideline here shaken up. We saw Trey Studheit leave the ball game early in the game, and apparently a knee injury. They were putting ice on that knee. And so the concern right now will be the health of this football team. This was a tough one.
Yeah, and Studheit wasn't putting any weight on that leg. For the Irish, you know, you come off of last week's 56-14 loss, looking for some improvement. You fought, you know, a team that was one game away from the state finals last year. So BDS, no stranger to success. They were going to come out. They were going to fight tonight. This game was 60-8 last year. You know, a tough game for the Irish to drop, but they were right in it through 3.5 quarters.
So your final tonight here, 40-18. Next week, Dylan and I will be on the road at Conestoga with the Falls City Tigers. That game will be heard live here on KTNC. We'll have a 7 o'clock kickoff with a 6:40 pregame. That'll be live from Murray Conestoga High School. We hope you'll join us for that one coming up next Friday night. So that's just about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football. For Dylan Henricks, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, BDS 40 and Sacred Heart 18. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.